Have your attention in the media center and up in the press box. We will begin our post-race media availability here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for today's 14th annual O'Reilly Auto Parts 300. And we're joined by our today's runner-up, Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 9 BurgerFi Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. We're going to go ahead and open the floor for questions. We'll start with Jerry and work our way around.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires on that in PRN, obviously. One short of where you'd like to be in a hell of a battle there at the end. But when you've got a race like this where there's so many cautions and you're trying to battle for the lead and the win, how frustrating is that with the restarts and knowing that you've got the potential for that chaos?
It's part of racing. Those are things that happen. There's always going to be a caution, or it may not always be a caution. Then there's going to be that guy, always. it's how it goes. It's worked in my favor. It's worked against me. I don't know if it would have worked in my favor on today's race. I was really in position where we needed to be on that last lap, and when we had contact, would not planned, broke my momentum enough for me not to get on his quarter panel really hard and make sure he didn't get away from me, but it's the way it goes.
Oh my God, dude. I'm just glad I'm sitting here. I had to pee the whole race to begin with.
I'm taller than you. I look taller than him. This is the first.
I'm just almost happy. I was hoping Tyler was gonna go crazy and try and win the thing. So
I did.
You did
try and go. I did go crazy, but I didn't win.
I was literally screaming down the backstretch.
Hoping.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's.
I almost
take
it
how you can get.
I almost did it for you.
Oh, yeah. What a day. What a race. I hope that was entertaining because that was really stressful. But obviously a pretty wild day for Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Involved on a wreck in lap one. Repaired the damage throughout the entire race. Probably passed 60-some-odd cars throughout the race, and I don't think I'm exaggerating that number. And then when it comes down to it, obviously we're able to get there at the end, so that's a lot of perseverance from our team from the entire weekend. Obviously, wrecking a primary in practice, going to a backup car, which Team Penske, I don't think of a backup car, I think of a second car, because, I mean, to finish third in the backup car is just incredible, so... I'm just really grateful to be able to be sitting here, but still got to win a race to make it to Homestead.
Additional questions here? We'll go to Bob.
Every wreck happened in front of me.
Bob Hunker, ESPN. Tyler, I assume your team may had known that you wouldn't be back next year before this week, but what has been the dynamic with, I mean, do you feel like you have any teammates out there? Do you feel you have... more than just your current teammates out there, what's it been like having made the decision to make the move?
I mean, all it's done is set what 2019 holds in stone. Really hasn't changed anything within my own team. You know, me and Justin seem fine. Me and Elliot seem fine, too, and Michael as well. Like, they may know where I'm going, and, you know, we were a good team together. They're excited. They're happy for me, obviously. But we still work together as a team. And this weekend, we leaned heavily on what the one car was doing. I think Justin did too. We both weren't exactly where we wanted to be in first practice. And even second practice just wasn't very good. So we just wholesaled it in the middle of the second practice and made four laps at the end and still wasn't very happy. So it didn't really give us a good feeling going into the race today, but we qualified really well and the car ran pretty good all day long. So, just that's what teamwork is all about. We were able to adjust our car, make it a lot better for the race today.
Right over here.
Pete Horonis, Race Talk Radio here in Dallas. Just out of curiosity for both of you guys, coming off of turn number two, it just seemed like there was just a sweet spot on the track where you could run. And if you got out of that groove, either way, your car just loosened up and you started losing spots. Is that a pretty accurate statement for coming off of turn two or not?
It's just so flat, and with a repave like this, the fine line is exactly that. It's a fine line, and you step over it, and there's really no recovery from that. Here at Texas, in what I remember the past before it was repaved, the bottom of turn two was like that very much so. Once the front end took off on the old track, I would just take off. So it's not really changed. Just now, it seems like before you could slide up into still what was raceable racetrack and track that was used, and now it's, you know, dusty, dirty racetrack, and there's really no area to recover. So it's very treacherous. You got to get all you can get off that corner because that's the minimum speed around the entire lap. So getting back to the throttle is very important. But at the same time, it can put you in a very bad spot and potentially tear up some pretty good stuff.
Go to Chris, then to Wolfgang.
Chris9catchfence.com. Austin, just wondering if you could walk us through that incident with Christopher Bell. And you guys now find your both in a must-win position. And how do you approach Phoenix next weekend?
Yeah, I've been in a must-win position since lap one at Kansas. So for me, that hasn't changed. But, I mean, I was the car stuck on the bottom with one guy all over my tail and one guy on my door. And obviously, I couldn't hold on to the track and moved up 2 inches. And those were the 2 inches that the 20 was off my door. So I think it's just a racing incident. Obviously, I don't think it was anything intentional. We were just racing hard knowing that, you know, he was going to be stuck on the top and I wanted to be on the bottom. And I don't see anything further than that. Obviously, that's his decision to race hard. He was in a points position, and I was in a must-win position. So I'm not sure there's anything that could have been done different there. But I'm just glad that we didn't get caught up in it. I don't think it's checkers or records. I still got an owner's championship to think about. There's a lot of people that have invested into this 22 car and a lot of success early on in the year. So I've definitely got that in the back of my mind every lap that I do, and the crew does as well. So I'm kind of fighting for two things, but a win kind of helps both of them.
Good, Wolfie.
Yeah, question for Austin. Just want to double check. The damage happened in lap 133 when you touched with Bell. Is this correct?
I had damage from lap one of the race when they had the big stack up, and then I nursed that damage, and then that damage got worse, and then our contact with the 20 made that damage worse, and so we were basically damage control throughout the entire day.
Yeah, but just looking on the screen when you were racing, I had the impression, maybe I'm wrong, it didn't even slow you much down.
I honestly think we had a race-winning car, and I think that shows in that really the final stint, and that's just a testament to the team, and that's a testament to the work those guys did over the wall, putting braces in the car and being able to get bear bond in the right spots to not really slow us down. I mean, I knew I was compromising a few circumstances, but overall, I think we had an amazing discount tire Ford Mustang today, and just track position, I wasn't able to really capitalize on that, having to really gum from the back on nearly every restart, so just an almost day, but it was a lot of fun in the end. Now that I can look back on it and say that I survived, thank you.
Do we have any additional questions for these gentlemen, guys? Thanks for putting on quite a show today. Good luck next week at ISM Raceway.
Thank you.
Thank you.